You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM, and now it's time for our new children's show. It's the Yummy Mummy School Run.
It's the Yummy Mummy School Run. It's lots and lots and lots of fun.
Turn on the radio, everyone. It's the Yummy Mummy School Run.
Eat your tea, fill your tum. Please be nice to your dear mum. School is over, don't be glum. It's the Yummy Mummy School Run.
Hello to you all, and welcome to the Yummy Mummy School Run, a program for children of all ages, and maybe some adults too, if they promise to behave themselves. Coming up on today's show, the Resonance Players present their magical modern fairy tale, in which a world-famous racing driver employs a team of magical little people to assist him in the pit lane. It's called The Elves and the Shoemaker. Plus, we'll be finding out how one man's accident with a machine gun led to the invention of the colander.
We also have Oh, for the love of pudding! I cannot believe it's that time of the week already. That insufferable Yummy Mummy program is on the air again. No, I'm sorry, I really cannot put up with this tomfoolery this week. Why don't we see what else is on, shall we? Surely the other radio stations of our fair city can offer me something a little more cultural and sophisticated than listening to another half an hour of that bovine melon chundering away. Ah, now what's this? Actually, what is this?
Well, that was very nice, wasn't it? But no time for any more of that. Here's Vroom Williams.
Strange. That sounded like Yummy Mummy.
That was Vroom Williams. You're tuned to Karsic FM, where we specialise in high-speed, high-octane classical treats, specially designed for the speeding motorist. Coming up next, the traffic with our eye in the sky. How are the roads looking out there, eye in the sky?
Hello, yeah, Roger here. Thanks, Yummy Mummy. As it happens, there's been one almighty ding-dong of pile-up on the M25, did you?
Thanks, traffic. And now, with not even the slightest suggestion of ado, here's the 400 Seasons by Vivaldi. Enjoy.
Yummy Mummy? He called him Yummy Mummy. Can this be? Surely that moron couldn't possibly be presenting two shows at once, could he? No, I must have imagined it. Perhaps I'm not working hard enough. Anyway, all this pounding classical music is starting to give me a headache. Let's see what else is on.
Found her shivering and gasping on the floor, her poor helpless eyes staring to the heavens in silent, nameless terror. The ambulance arrived within minutes, but sadly, all attempts to resuscitate that poor goldfish were in vain.
There he is again! What station is this, for heaven's sake?
You're listening to Tragic FM, where everything is unbearably sad all the time. Coming up next, today's special record of the week, in remembrance of every poor, defenceless, darling little kitten lost on the streets of London. Please donate generously to help us find those poor kittens, left hungry and out in the cold. Oh, just think of their tiny, shivering, little, whiskery faces. Doesn't it break your heart? Now we invite you to sit back, peel an onion, and listen to our favourite sad song. It's the Tragic FM record of the week. The Treats, singing the Dead Birdie Song.
I must be losing my mind. Yummy Mummy is here too. It's as if he's following me across the dial. I can't stand it.
Scrubbing and scrubbing away like mad. But no matter how hard he tried, the dirt just wouldn't come off. You're listening to OCD 97.3 FM. And coming up now, the Obsessive Compulsive Theatre Group are proud to present this afternoon's play, The Postman Always Rings 47 Times.
plánovej privatizácii.
This is unbelievable! Yummy Mummy is on every station! He's supposed to be working for me! As much as I loathe and despise him, this is a kick in the muffin! How dare he just tart his radio wares about to any two-bit operation that will tolerate him!
Completely covered in broccoli! On to junction 37 of the M25 now, where a lorry carrying red paint has collided with another lorry carrying blue paint, bringing traffic to a standstill. Police say that far from being some kind of joke, this is actually quite a serious accident, and at least one of the drivers has sustained a sprained wrist. But they assure us that everything should be back to dull conformity before very long. You're listening to Snooze FM. All bland, all of the time.
Shh. Hit the snooze button.
Oh, I'll be hitting Yummy Mummy on the snooze button, all right.
Coming up next, we have a non-threatening selection of quiet, soothing tunes to gently send you horizontal. Expect songs from Simply Dead, Barry Manilow, Lionel Rich T, and Motorhead. Actually, that last one was a joke. Sorry if it upset anyone. Please don't be angry or phone in again.
But while all this tomfoolery is occurring elsewhere, what can possibly be going out on our own Resonance FM? Surely not more dead air. Well, it won't be just air that's dead around here once I get hold of that cheating, conniving Yummy Mummy. I'm going to march straight into that studio, and I'm going to have a stiff word with him, and I'm going to tell him what's what, and then I'm going to slap him around the chops and sit him down and sit on him. Se não tiver a salvação, é impressionante.
Listening to the Yummy Mummy School Run, where we've just been enjoying that classic Formula One fairy tale.
Mummy, I don't have words with you. So there you are. What have you got to say for yourself, Yummy Mummy? How could you do such a thing? You treacherous fiend! You slimy vagabond! You! Hold still while I strike you.
Why, Mr. Weaver Baxter? Whatever is the matter?
You've been cheating on my back behind me.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
I've just tried tuning the radio to some of our rival stations. And what do I find? Tell me, what do I find? I find you, Yummy Mummy! I find you! You're on every channel! You're all over the dial! You've been light-mooning! Moonlighting! This is the last biscuit that broke the camel's teacup, I can tell you! You've been going behind my back with all these radio floozies! How could you? How very could you?
Well, it's true. I do have a couple of extra commitments here and there, but I'm just trying to appease my fan club, Mr. Weaver Baxter. They're very keen to have as much of me as possible.
Your what club?
My fan club. It appears that our school-run program has attained such a sizable following that one short program a week simply isn't enough. And as you're constantly campaigning to have my programme taken off the air, I decided that the best way to please my adoring public was simply to shop around for a few more offers on our neighbouring stations. After all, one can't have too much of a good thing.
A few more programmes? You're on every station, you fluff brain snafflemonger.
My fans are most demanding.
But you belong to me. As much as I loathe and despise having to tolerate you every week, I can't allow you to just swan off to every station that dangles a carrot in front of your nose. How could you do this to me? I own you!
But, Mr. Weaver Baxter, don't you think you're being just a tad hypocritical?
Me? Hypnocritic? Oh, how very dare you! Some of us still have a shred of integrity. We don't just go galumphing off to other stations just because they offer such fripperies as tolerance and respect and money and all those silly things. Those of us who have the dignity to...
That's not strictly true, though, is it, Mr. Weaver Baxter? I happen to know that you yourself have also been plying your radio talent elsewhere. Perhaps if I was just to switch this radio on and turn the dial slightly to the right...
You're listening to the Emma Bunton Show here on Hearty FM with me, your host, Thomas Weaver Baxter. Silence, Bunton. And now, listeners, we've got something of a treat for you. It's an interview with top TV personality Philip Schofield, who joins us on the line now via satellite link-up from the boot of my car. How's it looking in there, Philip?
Help! Can anyone hear me? It's Philip Schofield. I'm stuck in the boot of this car. It's Philip Schofield here. Can you help me? I'm Philip Schofield. I'm stuck in the boot of this car. The registration number is...
Always a treat to talk to you, Philip. All the very best. Really, all the best. The very, very best. What a delightful fellow. And join us again in a moment, listeners, when I'll be giving you the latest update on that bear trap I laid out for Toby Anstis. Fishers. Morrison's. Haddock. 20B off. Good. Dover Sole. Waitrose. Coupon. Half price. Good. Crumpets. Tesco's. 2 for £1. Moderate. Becoming poor if left outside the bread bin. Thus concludes the shopping forecast.
I'm taking it the first hamster, albeit posthumously, to pass through the sound barrier. You're listening to Interesting Arguments with me, Windy Drones, here on Heartless FM, the cruelest radio station in all of the land. And we're delighted to have been joined today on Interesting Arguments by Mr. Thomas Weaver Baxter. Thank you for joining us on the show today, Mr. Weaver Baxter. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
No, it isn't.
It is. And now, Mr. Weaver Baxter, may I call you Thomas?
No.
Well, anyway, Thomas, you've just written a new book, and...
No, I haven't.
But your name is on the cover.
No, it isn't.
But isn't that your name right there on the dust jacket?
That's not a dust jacket.
Of course it is.
No, it isn't.
It is. It's a dust jacket with your name printed on it, and it's wrapped around your book that you wrote.
Lies, all lies.
Why are you being like this?
I'm not being like that.
You are.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
You are being
I'm
like
not.
That.
I'm
you
not.
Are being like
I
that.
Am
you are
not being
like
anything.
Being totally
no, I am not. I'm just sitting here being perfectly
I've asked
normal.
My show
I'm not.
And you're just being
I'm telling you, I'm not being like anything. I am not being like anything. I'm just sitting here perfectly normally. You're telling me lies.
Gosh. You punched me in the mouth. That really hurt.
I rather like you, Windy.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't like me
yes,
at all. No,
I do
you
indeed.
You don't
you're
like
sitting
me.
There looking
no,
rather
like
lovely.
Me
no, you punched me. I rather
like
you.
Me.
No, you're rather
no,
nice.
I punched
no,
you.
I'm telling you, rather
you
nice. You're lovely.
Like
you really are quite
me.
Lovely.
Like
why are you sitting
you
there all lovely and that?
Well, well, it would appear I'm not the only one who sought satisfaction elsewhere.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Yummy Mummy. It's hardly the same thing. She meant nothing to me. It was just a little... Just a moment, would you mind? Residence FM, why are you bothering us? Oh, Your Majesty. What a divine pleasure it is to be speaking to you. You're feeling what? Very, very angry? I beg your pardon. Come again? Sorry, Your Majesty, but it is very difficult to make out what you're saying when you're shaking your fist so much. You're going to throw a book at me? What kind of a book? Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, come now. Surely a firing squad would be a touch overzealous. And think of the extra catering. I mean... Oh, hello? Hello? He's hung up.
What's the matter, Mr. Weaver Baxter? You've gone less pale than usual.
Grave tidings, Yummy Mummy. That was the Prince of Radio speaking from BOFCOM, the radio watchdog. It would seem that our jointly appearing on every radio station in the London area has not gone unnoticed. Apparently this constitutes a gigantic breach of contract, and as a result, you and I are both fired with immediate notice.
Oh dear, that is rather unfortunate.
Work in trying to make this station a genuinely unpleasant place, and this is how they repay me. Tossed aside like an old dish mop.
Don't worry, Mr. Weaver Baxter. There's plenty more vacancies for an old dish mop such as yourself. I'm sure if working for this station has proved anywhere near as successful for you as it has for me, you'll have hundreds of job offers pouring in a matter of seconds.
Perhaps you're right, Yummy Mummy. It is high time I left this silly radio albatross far behind me and sucked my fortune elsewhere. I shall continue on. I shall rise again, phoenix-like, through the ranks of this country's broadcasters, and soon each and everyone will bow to my wicked ways. New prospects, new horizons. Farewell, community arts rubbish. Onwards and upwards, Yummy Mummy. Onwards and upwards to pastures anew. Village in aisle 300. Yummy Mummy, please proceed to aisle 300 at once. Someone has dropped a jar of mayonnaise.
Right away, Mr. Weaver Baxter.
Also, attention shoppers. This week in our pet supplies department, we have a special offer on budgies, canaries, and other types of domestic birds. They're going cheap. Perfect as a domestic companion for a lowly or sociopathic relative. I can assure you that in my time, I've certainly enjoyed an evening at home with a cockatoo.
Excuse me, my good assistant.
Yes, sir, how may I help you?
Did you say Yummy Mummy here in this supermarket?
I'm afraid I did, yes.
Yummy Mummy, the star of that wonderful children's show on that funny community radio station.
Well, the star seems a little extravagant, but...
Did someone say Yummy Mummy was here? Where is he? I must find him.
Excuse me, did I hear someone call Yummy Mummy? Where is he? Where? Where?
What on earth are you gibbering about? Yes, Yummy Mummy works here. Why on earth should that news excite you?
His voice, his golden voice.
His dulcet tones. Pure cream.
His voice? Nonsense, get... Wait a minute. Nonsense, he sounds like a foghorn in a wind tunnel.
Oh, is that so? Well, I represent the communications giant Tele Britishcom. We're looking for someone to be the new voice of the speaking clock, and I've been trying to find Yummy Mummy for the last 3 weeks to offer him the job. And now, here he is.
That's nothing. I'm from the music television channel, MTV. We're working on a pilot for a new show called Crabs, where famous celebrities show us their crustaceans. And I want that delightful Yummy Mummy at the helm.
Oh, pish tosh, I'm from Sony Virgin Time Incorporated. I want to offer him a 5-album deal and a stadium tour.
Hey, I saw him first.
Get your filthy mess
up. I was here first.
There he is.
Excuse me, did I hear the sound of a large number of people discussing me?
That voice!
Keep talking, Yummy Mummy. Don't ever stop.
I'm your biggest fan. Here, have some money.
You all seem very excited to see me. What's occurring?
When all of your various programmes were cancelled, I wept for a month. Here, have a stadium.
I say, this is all rather unexpected. Are you members of my fan club?
I have platinum membership.
And I write the newsletter.
You do?
Step from that electric floor polishing vehicle.
Free yourself from the shackles of that hairnet.
Sign this.
A lifetime contract?
No, sign this. I'll give you 400 euros right now if you'll just sign my contract.
400 euros? Why, that's thousands of pounds. Allow me to sign it, my good man. I've years more radio experience than this loathsome...
For sure. What would you know about the noble art of broadcasting? Get back to hawking your domestic bowel. As I was saying, Yummy Mummy, I was thinking of getting Quincy Axelrod to produce your first album.
We could play it on MTV.
But what about the speaking clock?
He doesn't want to be the speaking clock, you moron. He wants to be a megastar.
He already is a megastar, and I'm going to send his level of fame through the stratosphere.
Ha! Being the voice of the speaking clock takes you further than a stratosphere. It takes you beyond time itself.
I saw him first.
No, I did.
Get off him. I was here first.
Oh, come on. He wants to do the speaking
clock. Oh, I say, be gentle with me. There's plenty to go round. Well, Mr. Weaver Baxter, it would suddenly appear that I have advanced from cleaning up condiment-based spillages in aisle 3 to becoming a global superstar with several lifetime contracts under my belt. I think this time we can almost certainly call it a most happy ending. Wouldn't you agree? Mr. Weaver Baxter? Hello? Is something wrong?
Yes, Yummy Mummy, there is indeed something very wrong. It looks as if the universe has finally collapsed around us, and that all logic and reason are floating weightless in the void. Your highly dubious talents are being fought over by a pack of gigantic corporations, while I, Thomas Weaver Baxter, scholar, gentleman, evil genius, and fencing champion, am left to hawk a dodgy consignment of flapping little sky rats to the great unwashed masses in Asda. Truly, it is indeed the end time.
Oh, I see. Is there anything we can do now to ease this awkward situation?
There's only one thing that remains for me to do, and that is to say one last time, categorically, ultimately, and fundamentally, curse you, Yummy Mummy. Curse you.
It's the Yummy Mummy school run. It's lots and lots and lots of fun. Turn on the radio, everyone. It's the Yummy Mummy school run. Eat your tea, fill your tum. Please be nice to your dear mum. School is over, don't be glum. It's the Yummy Mummy School Run.
Yummy Mummy School Run was written and produced by Robin Warren and featured the vocal talents of Tim Hamilton, Nick Jones, Mark Nelson, Katie Bilboa, Ruth Trench, Joe Pitts, Katie Harris, Emma Crow, Flossie Draper, Carolyn Wright and Maisie Hitchcock. Music was by Stephen, Rebecca and Benjamin Fall and Tristan Burford. Yummy Mummy School Run is an I Don't Get It production for Resonance FM.
It's the Yummy Mummy School Run. It's lots and lots and lots of fun. Turn on the radio, everyone. It's the Yummy Mummy School Run. Eat your tea, fill your tum. Please be nice to your dear mum. School is over, don't be glum. It's the Yummy Mummy School Run.
I'm sponsored by... Whoops, missed it there, didn't I? Okay, let's try again. At the third stroke, the time... You know what? My watch just stopped. That's strange, isn't it? Oh, but... bastard, missed it again. Don't worry, I'm going to get it next time. Here we go. Okay. At the third stroke, the time... No, hang on, I missed it again. Okay, I'm a professional, I'm going to get this right. Concentrate now. As I was saying, at the third stroke, the time spot... At the third stroke, the time handed to me by that man over there will be P45. Wait, P45? P45? What do you mean, P45? What do you mean I'm fired? Oh, you little bastard!